It's a joy to see a brand new little baby in our presence this morning. Samantha Schoen has Molly with her. And we were in Bible class, and Vinicio could not take his eyes off of Molly. During the whole class, I'd glance over, and Vinicio was looking. And so it's amazing. By the end of class, Molly was in his arms, of course. And I just think that's beautiful. And as I was going towards the back to get water, my mouth's really dry today for some reason, I saw little Penny Stone. And what an amazing gift God gives us in these new births, these new children that are in our presence. And we're just blessed to hear those faint little cries sometimes in our assemblies. And welcome, little Molly. Glad that she's here with us this morning. I also wanted to mention, I got a text from Debbie this morning, and Jimmy Sullivan is at Dell Hospital again. And I know Bob was probably going to mention this, but I really felt the need to pray. He was vomiting, pale, not doing very well. Jimmy had lots of health issues, and most are aware that he's got a pacemaker defibrillator that they implanted in him, had to move it from one spot to another because of infection. And that family has been through the mill. And when I think of the message that I'm going to talk about today, transformation, I think of their lives and how God has used them in powerful and mighty ways and has changed them, but they continue to endure crisis after crisis. And I know that it's overwhelming. It just is. And they are so thankful for this church family who supports and encourages them and builds them up in the midst of these storms of life. I think the only peace they have comes from their relationship with God in here. And that's because of His transforming power that they've even been able to endure the things that they've experienced. So would you bow with me for a moment in prayer? Heavenly Father, we ask You to be with the Sullivan family, and especially right now with little Jimmy. We don't know what's going on, but they have been through so much with health issues. And little Jimmy, 9 years old, and has been through things that most of us as adults can't even imagine. And Father, we ask for Your grace upon them and for Your comfort and for Your peace. But more than all those things, we pray for healing, for a season of peace and rest for their family. And Father, I have watched Your transforming power in their lives. And as they continue to grow in their relationship with You, and as they continue to struggle with the old ways that try to come back, Father, they press on. They try to keep their minds set on You. And Father, we ask that You would just pour out a blessing upon them today. Pour out a blessing upon Jimmy. Be with that staff of doctors and nurses that are tending to his needs. We're so thankful we have hospitals like Dell and that minister to our children, and then the hospitals that minister to all of us. And for all these things that You have blessed us with, we are thankful, Father. But we just really, our hearts just are with little Jimmy right now. And we know, Father, that You love the little children. And so, Father, we ask You to bless him. Bless him with healing and help them through this ordeal that they are facing. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. What is it? Kind of a mess, isn't it? Some of you may already have figured out what it is. But when you look at that, you think, oh my. I thought the possibility of doing a lesson on transformation, talking about a worm, caterpillar to a butterfly, didn't quite tell the story I wanted to tell. Then we have the movies, Transformers, where cars change into robots and there's this amazing transformation that takes place. That didn't work either. But when I saw these pictures, it made me think of what God has done to me. This is what I was. And as we go through the slides, I hope you will begin to understand and see this illustration of what God does with us. We are
covered in filth. When we sin and our sin is abundant, and when we don't have a relationship with God, we are outside of His grace. This is what we are. We are what is it? And God's power works in our hearts and our minds. And when we come to the knowledge of the truth and when the gospel is presented to us, we grasp a great hope and things begin to change. Without the transforming power of our God, our spirit looks like this. An undefinable mess, without hope, lost. God chose not to leave us this way. He chose to give us His very best in His Son so that we would be changed. Romans 5, 6 through 8 says it this way. You see, just at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Kind of what we look like. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. And these are words of power. Transforming power. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. We were that mess. Like this, what is it? We were powerless in our ungodliness, in our ability to overcome sin. God knew this. And so He sent Jesus, the only one who could set us free from the bondage of filth that inundates our lives. And so God provided a way through Jesus for transformation to take place. Romans 6, 4 through 7 says this, "We were therefore buried with Him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life." Are you living the new life? Are we still covered in that filth? Are we still clinging to the world? Are we still holding on to those things? "For if we have been united with Him in His death, we will certainly..." Love that word being there. "We will certainly also be united with Him in a resurrection like His." When He makes this next statement, I want you to think about it. Do you know this? "For we know that our old self was crucified with Him so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with. That we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been set free from sin." Do you feel that liberation? Do you feel that freedom? Look at the next slide. Christ removes our old skin, our old self, which has been crucified. It's being peeled and stripped away. As we walk in the light, as He in the light, our transformation takes place. Then the Holy Spirit peels back layer after layer of our sinful life. And through the power of Christ, what we were intended to be is being slowly revealed in us. Is He changing you? Is He transforming you? All of our filth and unworthiness is being sheared away by the grace that God gives us in Jesus Christ. And here's the thing. It's not something that we can do in and of ourselves. We can't peel that filth off of ourselves. It is only through Jesus. It is only through His grace that we can even find freedom from those things that keep us in bondage. Romans 12, Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices. Every single day. Holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. This is the way we truly worship Him. Yes, we're worshiping Him this morning, but it is your life laid down before God. It is a life of sacrifice. It's not a life about you. It is about a life that's about Him. And He says, don't conform to the pattern of this world. That's that filth that was being stripped away. That's the pattern of this world. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What are you feeding your mind with? Are you being transformed by the power of the gospel? And it is a daily thing that we must consider. And He says this. You want answers? You want answers to the questions of life? He says this. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. His good, pleasing and perfect will. Are you offering your bodies as living sacrifice? Are you allowing God to transform you by spending time with Him? Are you being still and knowing that He is God? What's your week been like? Is He transforming you? We lay down our hearts in our minds in sacrifice. Only He can transform us through the renewing of our minds so we can continually be made new to follow His will, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. Now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is freedom. Are you free? Is the Spirit alive and strong within you? Or is your spirit overpowering? Is that old flesh overpowering the Holy Spirit in your walk, in your daily walk with Christ? Because when we experience that freedom, look at what takes place. In verse 18, and we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory, we are being transformed into His image with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. You see, you can't do this by yourself. We need the Lord's shears on us. We need the Spirit to rip away all of that filth from us. And it is a process, family. It is a process in how He does that. And it's a day by day by day process. His Holy Spirit is within us. We are temples of the living God. And oftentimes I think we forget that. It's shown by our actions. It's shown by our words that we don't remember who we are and how we have been transformed. But when we understand the power of the Holy Spirit that is within us, and when we live according to the direction of the Holy Spirit, we are free. We are free. Our faces are no longer veiled to His glory. And we are being continually transformed by His glory with ever increasing glory. Are you seeing that? Is that happening in your life every day? Do you remember that it is Him that transforms and not you? He is the cause of transformation through the Spirit. And think about what He's transforming us into. When I think about Jesus, when I think about the glory that He was and is, that's what we're being changed to, into His image and His likeness. John 3:2 says it this way. Dear friends, now we are children of God. Can you say that with confidence? Can you say that with boldness? Because when people see that kind of confidence, they know who your God is. When they see you saying, my God has power to save, and He brought me from filth to beauty, to something that is beautiful in His sight, and you can have that same beauty inside of you. We are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know, there's that we know again, do you know? When Christ appears, we shall be like Him. Wow. What a gift. What a gift from God to say that that mess that we were could look like Him. What a gift. And here's the clincher. For we shall see Him as He is. Wow. I can't fathom what it will be like to see the face of my Savior. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 48 and 49 says this, as was the earthly man, so are those of the earth. And as is the heavenly man, so are those who are of heaven. And just as we have borne the image of the earthly man, so shall we bear the image of the heavenly man. We're all children of Adam. Adam struggled in his flesh. We struggle in our flesh. But now, those of us that have been born again now bear the image of the heavenly man, which is Jesus Christ. God's perfect plan of transformation is continually taking place in us. And even though we really have no idea what we will be, we do know this. There's one thing we do know. We will be like Him. Praise the Lord. Isn't that good news? Is that good news for you? Absolutely. We will be like Him. When our transformation is complete, we shall see Him as He is. That gives joy to my soul. Nothing that this world can do can give me joy like that. Philippians 3:20 and 21 says this, our citizenship is in heaven. And we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables Him to bring everything under His control, He will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like His glorious body. Yesterday we had a memorial service for Edith Watson, who has undergone that transformation. And she lived a life and was transformed by Jesus Christ, and she passed it on to her children, and now it's being passed on to her grandchildren. And that is what the goal is for us, so that our children see Christ's image in us, so that they can bear the image of Christ, so that they can teach their children and help them know what a great salvation they have, so they can bear the image. And let me tell you what, Satan hates that. He hates lives well lived for the glory of God. He hates it when he sees you changed by the power of the gospel, by the renewing of your mind. He hates it. and He comes after you because He doesn't care about the world. He cares about you and the fact that you make a difference in this place. Why do you have trouble? Why does He come after you? Why do you have conflict? I tell you what, Satan wants to bring you down and he wants to stop your faith. He wants you to get so self-focused and self-pity that you cannot see what His purpose is for you. And God has a great purpose for you. It's about transformation and being made like His Son. One day the body I wear will be like His. Like this puppy that needed help to be transformed into what he was created to be, we too will shed this lowly earthly body for a body like Christ. What a day that's going to be, church. What a day that will be. Then and only then will we know utterly complete perfect peace. I am sure that this, what is it? What it was, those pictures. I'm sure that what it was probably learned to function in all that mess. It was still alive under all that mess. And sometimes I think that's the way we are. Maybe we become comfortable with all the matting and all the sin and we get just comfortable and we sit there and we eat and we drink and that's all we do. We become comfortable. I'm sure it was probably a little bit uncomfortable as that matting began to be sheared away. As it began to be torn and taken from His body. I'm sure that that was a traumatic thing, and sometimes it is when God changes us. It's a traumatic transformation. Sometimes it's through the fire that we are changed into gold in God's sight. He didn't know, this puppy probably didn't know what it was to be free and what that felt like. So it survived the best way it could until someone found it and cared enough to set it free so that it could be what it's created to be. And that's what God did for us. He sent His Son to set us free from all that filth. God's clipping and tugging and grooming us, and sometimes it doesn't feel very good. But in the end, it saves us. And it frees us, not just for a moment, and not just for a day, but for eternity. That's what God did for us in Christ Jesus. I was once a what is it? But now, in Christ, through His continued transformation through the Spirit, I am a child of God. And though He is still grooming me, I now know what He is grooming me for and what He's grooming you for. He is grooming you for glory so that you will be like Him. Are you a what is it? Or have you been and are continuing to be transformed? Is the transformation taking place in you? God doesn't want us to be what is it. He wants us to be His children, people who reflect His image and His glory. That's what He wants of us. This morning is an opportunity for you to begin to allow God to transform you. Maybe you are sitting there in that pile. Maybe you haven't even come to Christ and been obedient to Him. And you're still there and you're still eating and drinking and you are surviving. But maybe God wants to set you free. Allow Him to clip and groom you. Allow Him to mold you and make you what He wants you to be. And part of that happens when we are buried with Him in baptism. And we rise to walk a new life and He begins to take that old crucified flesh away from us Maybe that's the very reason you're here this morning, is to hear this so that you can be changed. Or maybe you just have gone back to that way of life. Maybe you've gotten comfortable with sin again. And maybe you just need help. Maybe you just need prayers. Maybe you just need to say, God, take that away. And what's amazing is God does it in a moment. He will remove your sin as far as the east is from the west. And the Scripture says very clearly that I will forgive their iniquity. I will remember their sin no more. There's no greater gift than we can receive than freedom in Christ. This church family is devoted to God and devoted to helping people come in contact with the transforming power of the gospel. We just want to help. We try to be the hands and feet of Jesus to people that need Him. And we all need Him. Every one of us sitting here this morning. So if you have a need, if you need transformation by the power of the gospel message, by baptism into Jesus Christ so that you can rise and walk a new life, we want to help you with that. If you need prayer because you're struggling and sin has overwhelmed you once again, we will pray. There will be no judgment on you. I don't care what you've done. There will be no judgment because He is the judge and He is the one that commutes the sentence. And when we come to Him, our sentence is life eternal with Jesus Christ. He is our mighty God who can transform any situation. And we will have elders at the front and at the back. And if you need help in your walk with God, that's what we want to do as we stand and sing.